This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What he would be next season, I can't think of many off the top of my head.
There really aren't any.
Again, it's sort of run its course in terms of the NBA career, especially when you talk about capping it off with a ring last year.
Yeah, so, you know, I think he appreciates your concern.
I'm gonna stay on it until we find a landing
spot. Until you emerge victorious,
or back in Europe.
How old do you think JJ Redick is?
He's probably like 35.
I can tell by the sly grin on your face. He's 35, 36.
He's 36 years old. Andre Iguodala is 36.
He's at the end. We can see that.
Jamal Crawford's the oldest.
Yeah.
Okay.
At 40.
And it took him all year. I mean, it took him to the bubble to get on a roster.
Yeah.
Again, all of those guards can still get around pretty good on those feet.
Yeah.
Mark Gasol's had foot issues, injury issues, and he's probably closer to about 300 pounds right now. So I would tell you, this seems like an honorable route. I'll keep an eye on it for you, John.
Well, thanks, and I know he appreciates
Gasol
that as well.
Gasol bro, right here.
Yeah,
looking out for him.
Like a solid bro. All right, when we come back, lots more to come. We got to get back into the college basketball, the Tiger schedule, because we have a couple of amendments we need to make. And maybe we can actually go ahead and eliminate some games. So we'll do that. Also, it was a big day in the life of video gamers yesterday. We'll get into why that was and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jeff Conkins Show. Weekday mornings, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now through September 22nd, you can earn 4 times the fuel points on gift cards. Just download your digital coupon. Restrictions apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville or visit online at Joe Stewart Body Shop.
Good news. Southland Casino is now back open. That's right. The most spacious casino floor in the Mid-South is ready to welcome you back to the action with live blackjack, roulette, craps, and all your favorite slots. The action kicks off every day at 9 a.m. and rolls all the way till 5 o'clock the next morning. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and make the short drive to Southland. We're ready for you. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Want to work for a company that can see your greatness? KTG USA, a division of Kruger Products, one of North America's leading manufacturers of quality tissue products for home, industrial, and commercial use, is hiring. Qualified production machine operators, industrial mechanics, electrical and instrumentation technicians, and entry-level packing positions. At KTG USA, we see your greatness and want you to work in a place where you can grow and your greatness stands out. Interested candidates can apply online at ktgusa.com.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo. Bon dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps, and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles, y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis, et d'où viens-tu?
Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Every day around this time, we do the rundowns. Go.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so we were talking earlier about the college basketball season now that we have a start date. And it is interesting. This is absolutely not set in stone, November 25th. It's an aspirational date. According to Dan Gavitt, they would like to start on the 25th. Obviously, that's going to require, you know, compliance and some other things like that. And the virus, of course, dictates a lot of that as well. But now that we sort of know exactly what we're operating with and what kind of timeline we are on, we've been trying to put together sort of the pieces of this Memphis basketball schedule. And one non-conference game that we did not mention that you got to feel like would also be up for or at least on the chopping block is St. Louis, who, by the way, Memphis is in a recruiting battle for. I don't know if you're familiar with this kid that they're recruiting in 2021, Jordan Nesbitt.
You've mentioned him a couple times now.
He's going to make his decision here very soon, release his top three. I believe he's releasing his top three today. He's releasing his top three today. I believe Memphis is going to be on it. And St. Louis will be as well, along with like DePaul or Illinois.
Now, St. Louis on it like it was on Jason Tatum's list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You be knowing.
That's all. I'm just asking.
You be knowing, don't it? St. Louis is a sneaky good basketball town. Bradley Beal.
It's a baseball town.
Jason Tatum. And, I mean, when you got Bradley Beal and Jason Tatum from St. Louis, I mean, that's two dudes who are, you know.
Who was the guard that Memphis was on during Josh's time that was out of there? And he was a junior. Father, same name.
No, Larry Austin.
That's it. What happened? What became of him?
Nothing. Okay. Nothing. But shit. I mean, if you, I mean, those are two pros that are better than anything Memphis has produced. Let's be real.
What?
Bradley Beal and Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I guess I got to give you that. Just in terms of top of the top, and you.
Yes.
Put Memphis, I mean Penny.
I mean Penny. Yeah,
come
that's
on.
One
I mean,
guy.
Penny Hardaway.
Who we say should have been a Hall of Famer.
That's just one guy. I'm saying that they're top two in St. Louis.
No, I mean I love Jason Tatum, so I can't sit up here and say hell no.
I mean, look at Bradley Beal.
And like, Beal is awesome. But he ain't winning anything. Yet.
Okay, we ain't talking
he's
about.
He's not a winning player yet.
Bradley Beal.
That you put him in the right, and much of that the situation he's
Bradley
in. I'm not
Beal
naive.
Last season averaged 30.5 points, 6.1 assists, 4.2 rebounds, 57.9 true shooting percentage. The only other players in NBA history that met all those statistical thresholds in a single season, Oscar Robertson, Michael Jordan, James Harden.
Yeah, but after that, who you got?
I mean, we talk about that.
Yeah, we're putting their top two against our top two. We got Penny.
St. Louis is a better basketball town than Memphis.
Is Thad really our second best?
Yes. Yes, he is.
And Thad hadn't been an all-star.
Now, this is only, we're talking NBA here. We're talking NBA only.
Thad made a lot of money, but those two, Beal and Jason, got him. That's for
college basketball talent is probably not even close, right? We produce a ton of Division I talent in Memphis. But we've talked about this before.
Is there not another Memphis-born stud that we,
I mean, was Bingo a good NBA player?
Can we claim Lou? We're going to claim Lou in this fight?
No, we can't.
It ain't going to help against Tatum and Beal.
He left, man. He left the city.
Need two pennies.
Yeah, I mean, so anyway.
Do we get to claim James Wiseman?
Nashville. Lord, don't ask John. And
he grew up in Nashville.
I mean, he's not from here.
You know,
it's 2 years.
Just asking.
Here. No, I think the answer is, it was a good question. The answer is probably no.
Yeah, you know,
because of where he's from.
No.
I mean, Dad was born in New Orleans. You know that?
Yeah, but he moved
here. But he was raised here, yeah. Which mm-hmm. makes him, we can
Thad
claim.
Thad has an AAU team here, not New Orleans.
Right. Spent his middle school, like, high school here.
Yeah,
so Thad's here. That's not a Wiseman situation.
We got to get a
second stud.
You didn't think St. Louis produced their top of the top was better than Memphis.
I forgot about Beal.
Yeah. St. Louis is one of those games, which again,
man, we got way off.
Travis Ford, I believe, is the coach there.
Uh-huh.
And so that's one game that you feel like would also be up for.
I saw the CA saying that date hadn't been set, so you feel like that's part of the reason why.
It. I mean, there's a lot of
it going down the
exactly.
curve.
You say we'll on start next season or whatever the case may be. You're talking about Murray State is on the top.
Well, in that same story, they're saying because that Murray State game is scheduled before the mm-hmm. actual 25th, that you chunk it. But could you not reschedule that one with, again, I are all my hopes and dreams to see Murray State instead of Georgia
I think
already
you're gonna see
because
them.
Of the date?
You're absolutely going to see.
Again, don't you figure that one out because of Ja and the Grizzlies, and that sort of the two of those go together, and the next night I think you got him in the Grizzlies game. It's one or the other. Either it's before or it's after, but it's all tied together. I hope we don't lose Murray State.
I think that's a win, too. You're not going to lose it. You're just going to have to postpone it.
Kick it down the road. All right.
I mean, you got to see your Murray State in 2020, man. I get it.
I don't think I'm as strong want to see them as you do Georgia.
I just like the SEC, man.
They're the bottom of the SEC.
They are, but it still matters when you beat an SEC team. You still get a little bit more credit from
John. Feel like Memphis owes Georgia from last year, so we'll just do that.
That, too. That's another thing.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
But November 25th is the start date for college basketball, and now, you know, coaches and administrators around the country are trying to, you know, figure this all out and scramble and put it all together. Not easy, but at least now we have a date, and I think that's some progress there.
Next story.
The Titans, who won their season opener at Denver on Monday night because of who, John? Who didn't get cut? Who'd they win it because of?
Who did they win it because of?
Stephen Gostkowski.
Wow.
Took care of the job.
Wow.
That's not the story here, but I wanted to remind you of that. He's still on the team, by the way, John.
Yes, he is.
Vrabel going to
stick with him. John Clayton explained, he told us why.
Yes.
That's just dead money. Might as well just make him work.
That's funny. And you got no faith, right? But you just may as well make it work. They could suck that up if they felt like it was going to cost them games the rest of the season. They think he's going to get through it.
I hope he does.
Here's the news. They're opening the stadium. The team's October 4th game, opening it back to fans, obviously, against the Steelers, will be open to season ticket members up to 10%, so roughly 7,000. They're going to gradually work their way up. You've got the dates in here for these games and how it'll work up. October 11th, they made the official announcement the team did this morning. That one's against the Bills. They're going to allow 12.5% capacity. That puts about 8,600 in there. A week later, against the Texans, they're going up to 10,400. And eventually, they'll get up to 21%. Those could be 21% could be roughly 14,500 fans for games against Cleveland, Detroit. Also got the Bears and Indianapolis in there a little bit earlier. That's two games in December. So they'll work their way up.
Yep.
I think this was part of a joint announcement with Nashville's mayor this morning. People knew it was coming. And, look, you know, that's – we saw this weekend, felt like more than half the stadiums in the league empty, right? And so, you know, when you couple this again, and I realize it's two completely separate stories, but when you couple this again with the news about SES and fall sports and no football, it just seems like – everybody's moving on except them.
Yep.
And the NFL is even getting back to the business of in many cases, allowing these fans in. Look, anytime I've been in there for a Bears game, and I think it's the exact same for John, for a Raiders game,
yep,
the opposing fans have taken the place over.
Every time.
And so the one question I have about all this is when Chicago's in there again in later on this year, that's it, that one's in December, excuse me, in November, will there actually be more Titans fans for the 14-5 that are allowed than there will be opposing stadium fans. Will opposing teams fans take advantage of this and be in there, or will there actually be enough in there to because we've joked about it, Nashville can't even fill the place on their own.
Well, I mean, you got to think, like,
with a team that's, well, it should be, if any year it'd be this year with a team that should be winning that division going away.
Well, first of all, don't you think season ticket holders are going to get first priority there?
Yes.
So it will be full of Titans fans.
Are there 14-5 season ticket holders? I hope so.
Oh, my God. It's a, what is it, 70,000 to 80,000
seat arena? I'm not questioning it, John. I'm being a little sarcastic as you open the show in the same way.
Well, I mean, it's unfortunately, it's
oh, they'll sell their tickets, and there'll be a ton of Bears fans in there.
You think so?
Because they're not.
Can you
that loyalty and oh, this, I got to be there? Titans fans will sell their tickets. Those home, they will sell their tickets in a minute. I can go. We can go find them for you.
When do they start? When's the first game they can have fans?
October 4th against the Steelers. They can have up to 7,000 fans.
Okay, so do you think that
lower
they're
bowl
already
and club
stubbed
levels
up? You think there's already
heck yeah, Titans is, fans happy because now they can sell again.
This is the Steelers game.
Yes, October 4th.
Bro, those tickets are gonna be going for a lick.
Well, it helps you when that capacity's lower. I suppose it does in terms of what you can get on these
especially
things.
Especially that game.
It's gonna be better for them at the beginning. Especially since it's Steelers. Man, you're going to have a ton of Steeler fans trying to pay that ticket, trying to pay that lick to get in there.
I can't find
7,000.
I can't find anything right now with Titans Steelers on StubHub. But I do see Tennessee Titans at Indianapolis Colts on sale. This is November the 29th. And they start.
Yeah, we're talking about home games.
They start at $55, which.
Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah, it is actually pretty. It's a lot cheaper than I would have expected.
That's at Colts,
Chiefs.
Do we know they can have fans that day yet? I don't know. I don't know how this stuff works. It's a weird time, man. It's a weird deal.
That's at Colts?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know their situation.
But it's,
I'm telling you about the Titans situation.
I mean, I'd say this right now. Like, if the Raiders allowed fans, I'd go to a game. Like, I'd pay a pretty penny to do it.
Because
I would
your opener is actually this weekend, is it not?
Yeah. So they open up Allegiant Stadium, which is a very, as you know, it's the Roomba of the NFL. I can joke about that. It's okay. They have retractable windows, not a retractable roof, but retractable windows. So it's actually a very nice setup because, like, the natural sunlight from the windows hits the field, and it looks really good. It just looks really, I mean, you expect it to. It's a 2020 stadium. It should be awesome.
6-point dogs.
Oh, that's it?
For the Saints.
Mm.
That's it?
Drew Brees wasn't all that impressive. Mm, they won't have Michael Thomas.
Man, give me +6 all day long. That feels like a sucker bet. Mm. What am I even doing here? We can't cover 6? Against the Michael Thomas-less Saints at home?
In your stadium opener.
That seems like a big line, Jason. Your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're gonna bash y'all.
It's Monday night.
Wow. Yeah. This man has no faith in your team.
Well, that's okay. I mean,
the schedule is going to get much tougher for them. They barely got past Carolina. I'll give it to you that as a road game. I'll give it to you that as a road game, but your schedule gets much tougher. You got that they're winning?
They're going to win that game. They're winning.
Brad just jinxed you.
Vegas opener.
I mean, I think they're going to certainly compete in the game.
They're going to want to win that game.
I don't think they are going to win the game. I think they are going to.
You don't like your team.
I like them. I like them fine. I just don't think they're not better than the Saints.
They're not going to win.
But I would pay a very pretty penny to be there. I tell you that right now.
I'm trying to tell you, see if I can find what the deal is on you guys. Mark announced on third without fans in attendance.
They were for the whole year.
No fans.
It's the whole year?
Mark Davis said the whole year. That's what he said. He said, if we can't have them in week one, we're not having them at all.
And he doesn't even want to go see them if they're without fans. Like, as the owner, he said on record,
he will amend that if these other teams continue to open up and are fine. Will he not?
That's what I told John.
Look, on August 3rd.
I'm looking at it now. I see it. I didn't realize it was for the entire season. I thought it was the start of the season.
Yeah, he'll amend
Surely he will amend that, John.
Well,
you're a brand new stadium. People want to get up in that thing.
Mark Davis said he felt if one couldn't go, then no one should go. Right, like and I get that. Maybe he's not hurting for money.
We know he's not.
So I think Mark Davis is a Corona bro. He said it just didn't seem safe to put fans in the stadium at this time. There's so many there's so many variables involved. All the workers that would have been trained to work in that stadium, we would have had to watch and test them.
No, I get the point about not one can't go all and how do this ain't just for the rich. Like I guess I get all that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have everybody can in there, but Still, though,
well, it's gonna
by
make...
the end of the season, I would think most stadiums are working fans in again.
You I hope
start,
so.
You start at zero, but you move up. I hope safely we can do that.
I hope so. But
Titans you're starting on the fourth against the Steelers.
You're going to be able to get some fans in, what is it, Nissan Stadium?
That's correct, John.
Nissan Stadium there. And so it's small steps. Other, did you see that there's, it's more than just the Titans, though. Other teams are getting fans, they're phasing fans back in as well.
Well, obviously the Colts are, if you saw tickets being sold.
The Colts are increasing from 2,500 fans in week two to 7,500 fans.
I figured this is going to be the way it goes everywhere.
In week three, the Texans are working towards having up to 15,000 fans by week four. So, I mean, by week 12, who knows what this will be like.
Well, that's, as I said, Titans stopping at 14,500.
Yeah. But anyway, there you have it. The Titans are going to be able to have fans, which is good news, all around.
Next story.
Got bad news for you if you were one of those unfortunate souls that wanted a PlayStation 5 today and you didn't pre-order yesterday. See, they bungled this over there at Sony. They didn't do a good job, and I think this is a
they ran out.
Letdown. So what happened was yesterday the PS5 was unveiled. All the new games, Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Harry Potter.
Oh my God!
New God of War, Ragnarok.
Miles Morales game. The rest of it.
Call of Duty. You know their stuff.
Seen
coming
the commercials.
Out. And they said pre-orders tomorrow, which would be today. Well, what ended up happening is that GameStop, Walmart, everybody basically jumped the gun and started offering them last night before today. Okay.
I saw Amazon did, and some people were telling them the link didn't work. So what did they do? They cut.
So if you want a pre-order right now, your SOL, Amazon, out, Target, out, Best Buy, out, Walmart, out.
Are you familiar with this, Brad? Because you get used to, because you got a kid that's going to want it here in a minute if he doesn't
he's
already.
He's not a gamer, though. John's a bigger gamer than my kid.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's
I didn't
a,
know that was still
a,
possible in 2020. With
yeah,
kids
you just got to keep him off of it.
But you cannot get a PlayStation 5 right now, which is, you know, listen, they're going to be
two
units.
Versions. I've done a little reading on it.
Yeah, so I appreciate you asking that question. So there are two different PlayStations you can purchase.
No, this is your play area.
For the PS5, you can do the digital PS5, which is basically a disc trackless PlayStation. You know, the future of gaming, as you know, you had to do this for NBA 2K21. Every game you can purchase digitally now. You download it on your physical sort of
don't have
system.
To go out and buy the physical copy
right, but
anymore.
You,
well, that's news.
You don't have to leave your house anymore to do
right.
this.
You
this
just is, download it onto the program?
And you got
that's
the
it.
Whole thing.
That's it.
Now,
that's
it might take
cool.
all day, but yep. you got the whole game right there. Don't have to
sweet.
Have
it.
That's right. The physical game.
Yep, so
cartridge. No cartridge.
Right.
It's exactly okay. right. So the digital one is $3.99.
It blew my mind.
That pulls my mind on that.
It's $3.99, but you cannot play old PS4 games on it because it does not have discs, right? So you can only play PS5 titles on the digital one. That's $3.99.
How many people actually go back and play old games on a new system?
That makes no sense to me.
Right, so I've never understood that would be a reason why you buy it.
Because the graphics will not be automatically better.
Better, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And we always thought that. But, oh, they'll be better on the PlayStation 2
It
game.
Was designed for the PlayStation 4.
Mm,
so it's going to look like a PlayStation 4 game.
Yes.
So that one's $3.99. Then there is the standard, which is $4.99. And that's the one where not only can you play old PS4 games on it if that tickles your fancy, you can also play Blu-ray discs on it. And Blu-ray discs look better than, you know, just whatever downloading off the internet, apparently. I don't know. The PS4 I have never could do that, so I don't know the difference. But I just went ahead and got the digital one because I did pre-order it. I got it from Target.
Good for you.
Way to go, John.
So I'm getting it.
So you got the cheap version.
I got the $3.99 because I don't – I'm like
no,
you said.
No, I'm messing with
I'm
you.
I'm never going
to
feel –
I'm trying to figure out why you'd buy the disc version.
I mean, because I was like, do I really
– That's $500.
Do I really want to spend
$100
more to have to leave my house now and go buy just cases of games? Like, do I really need to do that in 2020 anymore? And the answer is, you know, time is money. And I've learned that more in my old age, that, you know, your time is worth more than anything else. And so if it's just more efficient for me to purchase off the PlayStation Store than go out to the GameStop or Best Buy or whatever to buy the game, why would I go 30 minutes out of my way to do that when I could just do it at home? And luckily, we do not live in a third world country, so we can rely on our internet. Now, maybe you can't, but I can because you have AT&T. And you
how
gotta,
dare you?
You got to get that.
One day have ads with AT&T. You're talking
that,
like that.
I'm you got to get that situation amended. Mm-hmm. You got to upgrade.
It's doing just fine.
How long did that NBA 2K20 download take? Just tell the people.
About 8 hours.
Eight hours.
Dang.
A whole workday.
I mean, if I'm being realistic, it was between 6 and 8.
Yeah.
Oh. It was the whole day.
So,
but once it downloads, Brad, you got that thing.
It looks
and you're
great.
Telling me it was that long because I've got slow internet?
Yes.
That if I had the 200 Mbps or whatever it is that you got, I'm looking at what, 4 hours?
Yep.
Stop.
Yes.
So that's as much as it cuts. Still a long time.
That's much. But see, I can do, in the time that it takes you to download a whole version of 2K21, I can do 2 Jason and John shows. See what I'm saying?
Oh, that's very true.
It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. CJ didn't need to wait that long. I know it was a Labor Day weekend.
It took all day. We downloaded it Friday. We didn't play it till Saturday.
So
because it came through so late.
People are very upset, actually. That's the moral of the story. People are upset because they said we were told the pre-orders would not be on sale until today. They went on sale early.
I have a gamer question. My kid has a Switch. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't play it too much, but
that's what my kid's got.
What is this better than the Switch?
Well, it's just
different. Next gen, isn't it, John?
Yeah, it's just different. So, like, I mean, I look at PlayStation as more of a mature form of gaming.
I got you. Like, is it the war games and all that stuff playing on
now,
there?
Some of that stuff's going to be available on Switch. But
right.
I look at the Switch as, like, Mario and Donkey
Kong.
Yeah,
that's what he plays.
You know, like, the kids. I have a Switch, too, because I'm a sucker for Mario games.
Yeah.
But like, that's a system that I would give to my kid.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think there's a microphone. I don't know if there's a microphone capability on the Switch. I don't think you can talk
to
people online on it. You can play online.
That's good.
You can play online. Jake has played online.
But see, on a PlayStation, when you get in a Call of Duty lobby, they're going to be calling you all kinds of words and names.
Oh,
your mama's
that's not good.
You know, whatever. Yeah. And so it is a different experience entirely.
Yeah, I get
it. Ready for that.
Now, here's another gamer tip. I'll give you another one. Super Mario 3D All-Stars is coming out tomorrow. It's crazy because
this dude knows about
you need to start a podcast.
This is going to be something that is going to be worth something in many, because they're only making physical copies of this game from now until March of 2021, and then they're done forever.
That's it.
So it's going to be a collector's item.
So all the pre-orders are gone. I have to go to South Haven, okay, to get this thing. Like, and I was like, I'm going to do it because it may be worth, you know, $700 in 3 years. I don't know. I'm going down there to buy it. It's
GameStop, is that where you go?
I'm going to Best Buy.
Okay.
So they have Super Mario Galaxy on there, Super Mario 64, which was a classic, then there's one other that I'm forgetting. But that's another one, like the PS5. Like, you can't find it. You can get the digital one, but the digital one, it's not. See, that's one where having a physical copy actually will pay off, right? So it's a different world out there. But I'm here to help you through.
It's scary. It's intimidating.
It's totally
especially
intimidating.
Especially for an old gamer who's come trying to get back in the game.
I'm here to help you through it. And so, it's going to be a good weekend. By the way, the PS5 release is November 12th. So I will get it the 13th is what they're telling me. Can't wait. Cannot wait.
We expected you to get the expensive version, John.
Good for you to have a little restraint, Jason.
Yeah, a little bit of restraint, indeed. Yeah. All right, we will come back. Raheem Shabazz is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the Shelby County decision by Joris Wray to not have sports until further notice. Our information is that you mentioned he was supposed to be at Kirby, right?
Yes.
And he was not.
No, I had one of his reps show up.
So he did not face the kids there.
Face the music with the kids.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Again, might have a whole other thing, but the plan was for him to be there. Ends up with, I think, Billy Walker there.
Yeah. All right. Shabazz going to join us on the other side. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Then Jeff Calkins, mornings. Jason and John, middays. Giannotto and Jeffrey. Then Gary Parrish, afternoons. The Titans, the Vols, the NFL, the SEC, Tigers talk. This is the Mid-South's biggest sports station and the number one place for sports in Memphis. Live on the Radio.com app with Rewind and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Radio.com.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his Thursday night NFL blowout winner. Cincinnati at Cleveland, absolutely free on a recorded message. Call now 888-977-2788 and get tonight's winner absolutely free. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you will have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright, favorites running away with a win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. He loves tonight's game. Call 888- 888-977-2788. Absolutely free on a recorded message. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one handicapper. He's the professional that professionals turn to. Call now, 888-977-2788. That's 888-977-2788. Absolutely free on a recorded message. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call 888-977-2788 now.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. It is central to the center's mission to convene discussions about current constitutional issues facing our nation so that people of all ages and perspectives can learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For the center's live programs, constitutional news, podcasts, educational resources, and online interactive constitution, visit constitutioncenter.org.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why so serious? So where's your class if you are wrong? And all the right ways are
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Third floor study hall.
My dining room table.
Home room Monday and Tuesday. My living room Wednesday to Friday.
Wherever school happens for you this year, Staples has amazing prices on everything you need. From lap desks to computers, desk chairs to UV sanitizers. And this week at Staples, Apple AirPods start at just $129. Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or order online. School on, save on. Staples. Ends 9/19. While supplies last. Limit 2. Curbside available in most stores.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. If you're average and you're looking for a new pair of running or walking shoes, I suggest you go to an average shoe store, where they'll sell you a pair of average shoes built for the average athlete with average size feet. But here's the thing. You're not average. No one is. We all exercise differently. We run differently and walk differently. And our feet come in all sorts of widths and lengths. That's why at the New Balance Memphis store, we employ fit specialists who will conduct an in-depth analysis of your foot's size and shape along with your gait, and then determine the best New Balance shoes custom fit to you. Because New Balance isn't your average shoe, and you're not average either. Experience the difference an unaverage custom fit makes today at the New Balance Memphis store, located in Cordova Shopping Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Your feet will thank you.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Point made. I ain't with the subliminal. If you play, we're going to finish him.
All right, back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And with us is Raheem Shabazz. Let's make him the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview. Presented by King of Clean. With electrostatic cleaning, pressure washing, and much more for Memphis and the Mid-South. The King of Clean giant interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Coach Shabazz, trainer to the rising stars of Memphis. He joins us now. Coach, how are you, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing real good. Just trying to keep a light in the city, man. Just holding it down, working hard, trying to service these kids, and everything's going pretty good.
You always are trying to be a light, and looks like you will have a chance to be again for some Shelby County School students who obviously we saw got the news that they're not going to have a not just a football season, but all fall sports. Saw you tweeting, and look, I know you've had some big success with this already. Do you got a plan? I know SCS is saying, hey, we're going to try to do some combine, sort of
put these guys on display. You've been mm-hmm. This is sort of your world. How can you help? Shabazz, it sounds like a third combine maybe coming up.
Yeah, round three. I'm going to go ahead and start it sooner rather than later. What I did a couple of months ago, when I noticed a few guys around the state or around the region were holding camps and holding combines and charging kids to travel. But what I noticed was that there were way too many kids. There was no social distancing. My son even got invited to it. And the first question that I asked was, you know, is social distancing going to be enforced? Mm-hmm. And his answer to me was very, very vague, but still brushing it off like, well, he can wear a mask if he wants to, but I won't be wearing one. So I said, all right, my mind was made up right then. No, I'm not doing this at all.
I got you.
So the other thing was, I noticed a lot of kids were getting desperate and felt like, all right, we may not have a season, so we have to do this. When I saw that, it kind of broke my heart. So I gave them an alternative to come out to Houston High School. I had, round one, I had three different sessions, no more than 15 kids per session. That way everything was spread out. My coaches were in place. Social distancing was enforced. Everybody had a matter of fact, I gave everybody a mask with my logo. I gave everybody their own T-shirt, took their own individual photo, and did official combine tests, you know, the 40 broad jump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what I made sure I did was just to make sure that everybody knew that it was legit. When I had the idea, I started reaching out to several college coaches, and I asked them that if I was to put on a combine, would you want or request the stats from it? And every one of them said yes, because what I knew was that they're not doing much traveling. And
right,
they can't
they're scrambling
go
too.
Out and recruit.
Yep, yep, yep.
So with that being the case, and I also knew what they were requesting from the kids, go out to the fields, do combine drills, do position drills. So what I wanted to make sure that I could do was at least, I had to take for granted how many kids actually knew college coaches. So I wanted to, you know, and I knew that I knew several of them. So I had 25 D1, D2, NAIA, JUCO coaches all on the list. They all received information from each combine. As a matter of fact, I've done two so far, and there were three sessions per combine. And all of the top performers, I sent every last one of them out. It was only class of 21s and class of 22s right now, because I know that they're being recruited the hottest right now. Later on, I may do something for the younger athletes, but for now, the priority is
those are the kids 21, that need it right
22.
Now. Yeah.
Right, the ones who need it now.
And you had scholarships come out of that? Sure. Not to interrupt you, but you had scholarships come out of this? First couple?
There were 23 kids. 23 kids got offers as a result of doing the combine. 23 kids.
So you got the experience, and now the need is greater than ever because of the decision by SCS.
Right. And I don't want to take – I didn't even know that SCS was even planning to do any combines or anything. And I don't even want to –
That's what they're saying, Shabazz, but I don't think we have anything concrete. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go on that. I'm not going to wait. Number one, I know that mine was successful twice already. Number two, the need for it is so bad. It's so bad now. And I know that it's reputable now. I mean, the college coaches will be expecting the numbers, and they'll be looking for it, and they know that it's legit.
Yeah.
So I just want the kids not to panic, to know for a fact that they do have a solid option, and it's right at their doorstep. They don't have to panic. They don't have to drive 2-3 hours, put themselves at risk. They don't have to do that. You have a great option right here at home in Memphis.
Shabazz, obviously, you know, you're doing some great things for these kids, and because of the circumstances, they absolutely need it. I do want to get your opinion, though, on the decision, the merits of the decision to postpone until further notice, and the timing of it. As someone who works with these kids every day, I mean, you know how important it is for them to play, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where are you on the decision that was made by you know, Shelby County Schools?
The timing was horrible because – so many kids were waiting. So many kids, the reality of it is that they depend on football. Their families depend on it. They want their kids to have a safe, healthy outlet from the streets. They want their kids to have a real legitimate chance of being able to go to the next level, have their educations paid for, and they feel like football is the only option. And kids were preparing. There was so much uncertainty. There were so many questions. Even a lot of my kids would always ask, Coach, do you think we're going to have a chance to play? Coach, do you think – Coach, when are they going to make a decision? And I didn't know. The one thing about COVID-19 and this entire pandemic is the uncertainty is for certain. Nobody has real answers, and everybody's just trying to figure it out as they go. Now, once a lot of when the NFL and when NCAA and even other high schools around the country, when they started up, it seemed like they were given like a blueprint or they were given a model of how it could actually possibly be done. Mm-hmm. Now, me personally, having a medical background and doing strength and conditioning and just knowing how the body works, and I'm going to always err on the side of caution. So my first priority is going to be the safety of the kids. If you decide to train, play football, to go to practice, mask up, keep a distance, you know, have your own individual water. You don't have to share. You don't have to share touch surfaces. None of that. There's a way that it can be done effectively, and I think a lot of organizations are already showing that if you do it the right way, you can pull it off. Mm-hmm. The problem comes where the people that are in place aren't making the real effort to do so. That's where the cases will go up. They'll come back. That's when, you know, kids are getting sick. They have to shut down for 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, because if you get lax with this, then you will suffer the repercussions. If you allow your kids to go out of town, get in harm's way, go to the beach, and then all of a sudden they come back and they're sick, those are things that are happening because people are getting careless. Right. If you take it seriously, if you watch the blueprint that the NBA has set up, the NFL has set up, they have these guys under watch every day. They're testing. They have these guys with monitors. They're keeping them separated. And it's working. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. The NFL had over 2,000 cases, had 2,000 players, and none of them tested positive. Yep. The NBA had the bubble, and they had those guys under monitor, under watch, and they had no positive tests. So it could be done. Like I said, the problem comes along where guys that are in charge, if they get lazy, they get lax, then you have cases go up. Because kids are, for the most part, honestly, I mean, just to be honest, kids are not going to be responsible as they would.
Right.
And I also think that another factor, too, man, the guys in the NBA and the guys in the NFL, they're like, yo, if we don't do this, then our money's going to be at risk.
Exactly. So, it's a big difference.
You know, we're not about to play about our money. So now, Sweet Lou decides to go get some doggone wings at Magic City. So he's the only one of the few fools and dudes with the Rockets. And, you know, so you'll always have. Yep. That few who like, all right, I don't care, let me roll the dice. But for the most part, when you understand the importance of it and when you take it serious enough, then you'll follow the protocols and you'll follow the precautions. When you don't, then we all have to suffer. And I've been telling my kids this since this came out. This is an indicator of, you know, it's a selfish and an unselfish act. You know, wearing your mask is about protecting somebody around you. And when you have anybody else in mind, then you're going to do what you have to do to make sure that they're safe, they're protected. You know, your kids are safe, your teammates are safe, your brothers are safe. So you just go out of your way to make sure that they're safe. The way that I've run my facility, I've had to move everything around. Everything is no closer than 6 feet apart. If there are 7 treadmills lined up, every other one is off. It takes real effort to do it, and it could be done, but like I said, it just takes real effort to do it.
Shabazz, I got to ask this question because I think it's a valid one. If you're a basketball player in the city of Memphis right now and you're looking at the way that the football teams in this area have had their seasons totally canceled for the most part, and you sort of know what the thresholds are for sports to resume or start, which are, frankly, I mean, in the middle of all this, single-digit cases feels a lifetime away. How do you not transfer?
It's tough, man. You know, I'm so anti-transfer, I'm not even gonna lie. You know, but the reality of it is,
it's opportunity, right?
We've never seen anything like this. We just have not. And you do want to put yourself in a position because you are literally running out of time.
Yep.
You do want to put yourself in a position where you can be showcased. You can be noticed. If you can go and play ball somewhere, and you know that not only are they're taking care of their athletes, you know what I mean, but you know that. It's a better opportunity. You know, you got, you know, better chance of getting, you know, scholarships and that sort of thing. Then, hey, make the move. Do what's best for you. Do what's best for your family. If it's just, you know, if it's just an emotional decision, that sort of stuff, then I say, yo, stick it out, fight it out, grind, and you know, and work your tail off. But like I said, this is just something we've never seen before. We've never had anything like this to hit us in over 100 years. And a lot of kids, don't have the leadership, you know, that they need. They don't have the real guidance that they need to make the right decisions about it, so it's hard on them. They don't know who to listen to. They're listening to social media. They don't know who to believe. They don't know what's real reports and what's not. So it's just something that we just have never seen. Transferring is definitely an option, but I will make sure that it's something where I know the – am I going to be able to play? Okay, fine. But am I going to be safe over here? Are they taking care of us? Are we going to have protocols to follow? Are they enforced? Those sort of things that have to be factored in also.
If parents, or in this case student-athletes, but obviously the parents, the ones making the decisions, want to know more about this Combine 3 that you're putting together – How do they get a hold of you? They tweet you at Team Shabazz 9. What do they do? Because I'm sure, and I've seen
really
people tweeting
that. The best way is my social media, my Instagram, Team Shabazz 1. My Twitter is Team Shabazz 9. I'm about to post it very, very soon. I believe I've already locked down the first location. All I have to do is just finalize the things that, and I might as well go ahead and throw it out there. So one of the schools that has a place near and dear to my heart is Whitehaven High School, because I worked with their basketball team a few years ago. So I talked with Coach Salisbury already. He's on board for doing the first round of part three. So the format for this round will be just me and my team going to each individual school, setting up the combine at each school, you know, making sure that their 2021s and 2022s are there. Everything is spread out, everything legit, everything is filmed, and then we go right to the next school, because I want to make sure that every single one of these kids has a real opportunity. And damn it, if I have to go one by one, school by school, then please believe it's going to get done.
The community certainly does appreciate that.
No doubt about
it. We are, of course, talking to Raheem Shabazz, doing some good stuff here in the community, putting all these combines for these kids to be seen in a year where, unfortunately, they are not really allowed to be. When I start to get into some kids that you've worked with who are having some success on the next level here, Shabazz, my man, mm-hmm. Lincoln Payer, how about
man,
that?
Listen.
Arkansas State, I mean, he is running through Kansas State.
Ooh, man, look, I was so freaking proud of that boy, and I'm so glad that y'all called me when y'all did, because, you know, Jason knows, I was sending him Lincoln's name almost every other day. Like, look, man, we got to get this kid in front of the right coaches. I'm so tired of people saying that he can't play at the next level, he's not big enough, blah, blah, blah. And when I saw my boy run through a Division I,
Kansas State,
Big 12 defense showcase, I'm like, listen, man, you better go ahead, boy. You let him know, boy. You let him know. And that's what he did, man. I mean, he had a great game. A freaking 56-yard run against Kansas State. The whole world saw it. You know, this area saw it. We couldn't be prouder of him. So, yeah, man. Oh, and just like I'm particular about how y'all pronounce my name, my boy's name is Lincoln Perry.
Perry.
That's what I thought. Like, my John called him Pear. I'm like, what the?
Yeah, they thought his name was – they were calling him
all kinds of stuff.
They thought my boy had a freaking French name or something, Perry. And
Paré.
And I was like, all right, so get it right, man. Lincoln Perry is my boy.
Perry.
That's why we got you, man. You're always looking out for the kids. Well, hey, you told me, too, because John had reported this. I saw it some other places. Boogie, mm-hmm. over at the University of Memphis, put on like 15, 20. How's he looking? You got any? I hear that you know. How's Boogie look?
Man, Boogie looks good. So, obviously, Ryan Boyce transferred out. And a couple months ago, you know, Ryan and Boogie were really, really cool on the Memphis basketball team. So, Ryan had been telling Boogie, because Ryan's been with me since he was in 10th grade. So Ryan was telling Boogie, man, look, coach, you gotta find Coach Shabazz. You gotta get with Coach Shabazz. You love his workout. His work, the kids are saying his workouts are OD, man. They OD. I'm like, oh Lord, I don't know what that means. I hope it's good. So Boogie found out. Boogie inboxed me and said, you know, Coach, I'd like to come out there and work out because if I'm not mistaken, the facilities at Memphis was shut down at the time.
At the time, yep.
And you know they were in town and he wanted to train, so he came in. One of my 6:45 a.m. sessions. He caught an Uber up there and came to one workout and loved it. So he put in work with me for a couple of months, the entire month of July and the whole month of August. He may have taken a week off, but Boogie looked great, man. My goal with him
is it really 15 to 20?
What did you say?
I said, is it really 15 to 20? Like pounds?
It's pretty close, man. I mean, he's you'll see. When you see Boogie, you're going to see Boogie in action, man. He looks great. The whole thing with us is that he wanted to get way more explosive. I didn't want to slow him down by putting on additional muscle. So So what I did was I just trained him to be faster, quicker, more explosive, jumping higher, single leg, double leg, whatever the case is, as he put on muscle. So he did that. Boogie was all in, man. Eating right, getting to sleep, good. And showing up every day, never missed. You will love the progress that Boogie Ellis makes on the basketball court physically come November.
And then what – I got to ask you about him because you worked with him too. What's Matthew Morrell going to do down at Ole Miss? How's he going to look?
Man, look, Matt Morrell, he's on another planet, man. His athleticism is he's different. He's going to make him very happy down in Oxford. He'll go in there, he compete right away, probably mess around and start by the time the season's over. But he's going to – because he works so freaking hard and he's so gifted athletically and he has skill to play. Matt's going to be fine. Matt's going to go down there and do really – and, I mean, he's going to contribute. They're going to love him down there. So, yep, the SEC better get ready for him. They're not going to be able to guard him athletically because he's so fluid with his movement. His first step is explosive, and he attacks the rim like a pearl. So, yeah, Matt's going to be just fine.
And then was it Madlock? We really got a 47-inch vertical? Tony Madlock's
son? No, it's not, not 47.
All right, what is it?
No, it's up to 48 now.
Stop it. So, yeah. Stop. Nah, you sound like some Guinness book. That's a Michael Wilson. No, man. How high are y'all going to say this thing is now? It was at your place, right?
If I need to post, I don't even like to talk about it because, you know, from where I sit, well, he just guessed the numbers, but now you'll see the video. You'll see it yourself. You'll see how high this boy is off the ground. I will personally send it to you, tag you guys. I don't care. See that Matlock's max vert, his max vert, one-step vert, at the same way they're performing at the NBA Combine. I didn't let him do a full sprint, or he took one powerful, explosive step and jumped his behind 48 inches off the ground.
Oh, he's a stud.
That was a little bit over a month ago. So it may I wouldn't be – because at the beginning of the summer, I tested all the athletes, and TJ – it was between TJ and Ryan Boyce. They had the highest. Ryan had the highest, and then I tested TJ, and TJ beat him. I think at the time when I actually tested, it was at about 46, and he's added 2 inches since then. Yeah, so, God. And that was like I said, that was recently, was about a month ago. So I hadn't tested recently, but last time I did, he had a max vert of 48. So it's and I made him do it several times. So it's real now.
Right. How about that? Hey, Shabazz, man, we appreciate the time, as always.
Coach, thanks for what you do, brother.
No problem, boys. No problem. Always good talking to you guys.
You too, brother.
He is Raheem Shabazz, training the best and the brightest stars here in the Memphis high school scene. Glad he's doing that. Needs to happen. And
it's going to take adults stepping up for these kids at this point because, like we said, they don't have the choice anymore with no football.
And it's a paradox in a way because they're not playing because of safety, right? Maybe we can argue too much. There's too much safeguarding going on. Let these kids play.
Thing in this case is he is familiar with this combine world. Had already put the two together,
absolutely,
which kids are getting scholarships out of. So in terms of what do I do next if I'm a parent with a student, right, who's got a chance, where do I go now? Shabazz is somebody who's been there, done that,
yep,
and has had the scholarships come off of it. So. It sounds like he's going to try to hit all these schools, gives all these kids an opportunity, starting with Whitehaven. As we get details about when and where, we'll let you know.
Well, and the truth of the matter, too, is that the more examples like Lincoln Perry, the more credibility Shabazz has.
100%.
With these coaches.
100%.
They're going to now be wondering, all right, who's next, Shabazz? Who's the next
dude? Comes out as a true freshman in that second game against Kansas State,
amazing,
and he's busting off 56-yard runs.
Impressive,
yeah, and I get he's not kidding. Like, he had been inundating me with texts about Lincoln, and Memphis got to get on this kid. I realize Memphis had a ton of running backs already, mm-hmm, but didn't it show in that first, in his second game as a true freshman? That dude is an absolute stud.
He's a stud.
You're right. It gives it totally adds credibility to what Shabazz is doing.
Yep. Yep. All right. Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 125. We will talk to him. I read his column yesterday about this topic, and I got to tell you, like, it was heartbreaking, some of those quotes in his piece.
That's what I'm talking about. Those kids were out there just passionately and so well said yesterday.
Yeah, because Ridgeway, they can eat at in MUS, can eat at the same McDonald's. They can eat at the same Five Guys, right? That's how close they are.
It's literally like a rock's throw.
But MUS is playing sports, and Ridgeway is not. And Ridgeway is wondering, well, why are they playing and why aren't we? And I got to tell you, man, those kids, I mean, they are.
SCS would tell you it's a different community and a different set of
circumstances
with those students.
That's undeniable. But those kids don't see it that way, you know?
Oh, I know.
Those kids are smart and
I mean, think about it today, and then they see the Nashville officially starting up next Friday.
Yep.
Like, and they're the last one in the state that's not playing. Yep. So it is heartbreaking. There's no question about it.
So anyway, all right, we will come back. Jeff Cogsley will join us at 125. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jason and John Show. Weekday, middays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Portland. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
I'm consumer investigator Andy Wise. I'm a public figure, but I prefer my privacy. I prefer a handful of friends I keep close in places where I feel safe. That's why I joined the Crescent Club, 6075 Poplar Avenue inside the Crescent Center. The Crescent Club is my safe haven. I can just be myself, whether I'm holding a business meeting or a birthday party. The Crescent Club's entertainment rooms can be configured to meet any event or social distancing. Whether it's my wife, a best friend, or a client, they feel safe when I bring them to the Crescent Club. And let me tell you, there is great comfort knowing I can work quietly in one of the club's soundproof rooms, have Germantown native chef Billy Boyle whipped me up something he learned from one of the best kitchens on the planet, then closed the deal with a cocktail on the ninth floor watching the sunset over East Memphis. For membership, call Kathleen Muck at 901-684-1010. My safe haven, your wise choice. The Crescent Club, where you belong.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at five different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you, it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Right now, make up for lost time with the new BMW R1250 GS from Performance Plus Cycles. With 136 horsepower and a camshaft control system, you're assured consistent power delivery. Whether in the city, motorway, or off-road, every mile makes you feel more free. Test ride today at Performance Plus, located off Pleasant View Road, or check out their BMW inventory online at performanceplusscycles.com. Remember, make life a ride with a BMW motorcycle.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs, and we'll deliver them too. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Hey, it's me, your cousin, from Boston. I'm on the radio doing ads for Sam Adams. Now I'll be known as the Sam Adams guy instead of the dude who fell in the quarry. Sam Adams Boston Lager is crisp and refreshing, which is why I bring a six-pack wherever I go, except the movies anymore. Sam Adams, from Boston, with love. Here's a legal pot. Watch how fast I can read. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly. Now, is that 30 seconds? Are we even close?
Hey there. As you're driving right now, take note of the vehicle in front of you. Are you a safe distance behind? Are you approaching too fast? Can you stop in time if a collision is about to happen? There's a lot to keep track of in order to drive safely, and that's where the 2020 Chevy Equinox can help you. With automatic emergency braking with forward collision alert, now standard on all 2020 Equinox models. Right now, get 15% of MSRP cash back on most 2020 Equinox models, plus current competitive owners can get an additional $750 cash allowance. Excludes L models. Must be a current owner of a 2006 model year or newer non-GM vehicle for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 9/30/20. Driver is responsible for operating the vehicle in a safe manner at all times. Certain conditions may affect feature performance. See owner's manual for important limitations and information. Visit Cannon Motors, your Mid-South Chevy dealer.
Pass it on.
Here's a short quiz. Who won Best Actress last year? Who won the World Series 2 years ago? And finally, name your favorite teacher.
Pass it on.
Now, I'm guessing that the last question was the easiest. Why is that? Because that person made a difference in your life. So, go ahead and make a difference. Because making a difference is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.